Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today. It's been a few weeks since I've hosted a show. I didn't host one the week of Thanksgiving. I was traveling and doing lots of family and friend things, and the week after that, I was exhausted from family and doing lots of doing the traveling and all the events of Thanksgiving and the family and friends. Even though that part's wonderful, it can be exhausting, and some of you may have experienced that. So it did bring me to today's show topic. If this is your first time listening, I usually, the morning of the show, come up with a topic, and I try to just let that feeling come through me. That's why I don't plan it too much in advance. And I was actually going to have this show yesterday. I usually do it on Tuesday afternoons. And then, about an hour before the show, something came up that I really just needed to take care of and be available for getting settled and resolved. So I postponed it until Wednesday. So this is a new thing on a Wednesday afternoon. But the topic is cocooning and when to go within and when to let your light shine and go out and let that shine. And this is a topic that's been rolling around really for the last week for me with sort of a new level of understanding of the importance of it. And it does come up, this kind of thing, I think, comes up more prominently during the holiday season. And so right now is a good time to discuss it and give people things to think about so that you can navigate your way through the holidays in a way that best suits you and your spiritual journey. And really, because of that, it is better for everyone around you. So I do start off with a topic and talk through it. I also take calls during the show, and on those calls, it can just be for you calling to comment on the topic or any spiritual topic that you want to discuss, or many of them, if most of them, are for what I call mini readings, where you call in. You may ask me a question or you just ask for general feedback. And how these mini readings work for me, I usually see images kind of like charades, and they are usually images that seem unrelated, but during the course of the call, we work through them as how it might relate to the person's spiritual path or often to the question that they're asking. But I do always feel like that my gift is to be able to hone in very quickly on where the person's spiritual path, what their next best step might be. So I'm not a fortune teller. I don't look far into the future. My gift seems to be focused on what can you do right now in your spiritual journey that will most benefit you at this time. So sometimes I get specific answers to questions. Sometimes it's more general, but oftentimes those are also related. The question is also related to the spiritual path. So that's how I do it. There's nothing to be afraid of. On this show, there is no judgment. And anyone listening, I like to ask that you don't hold any judgment. People come with their heart open, and that's how the messages come through. So please do consider calling. The call-in number is 347-633-9823. And now I'll go back a little bit to the topic of cocooning. And if you want to be a butterfly, you have to be willing to build the chrysalis and let yourself transform. And I use the word cocooning because that's a pretty familiar word to us, but there is a difference in a cocoon and a chrysalis. A cocoon is the soft, protective layer that a moth goes into. It's soft. It's not quite the same as the butterfly, what the butterfly builds. The butterfly builds a chrysalis, and it has a hard outer shell. It's very protective of the transformation that the butterfly is making because it's a bigger transformation. And, you know, we all think of butterflies. They're beautiful. They represent that transformation. They're magical. I think of them as nature's angels flitting around. To make the transformation, though, from the caterpillar to the butterfly, the butterfly has to have faith. But it also has to be willing to build that shell and protect itself. It has to go within. It can't be worried about the outer world or that it's leaving someone behind or it's not there for the other caterpillars. Or it has to make that a priority, and it also has to have a hard outer shell. So the metaphor for me is not that we need to be hard in the mean sense, but that we need to be willing to protect our spiritual space as we transform. And when we do that, we can be the angel. We can become that. We can grow our wings like the butterfly does. But if we aren't willing to do that and protect ourselves, then that never happens. It never occurs. Once we transform, once we have that leap of faith, we can shine that light and that experience on other people, but unless we let our own transformation be complete, then we aren't going to be able to shine that light as well. We aren't going to be able to be the example of transformation that we might have otherwise been. So I think it's very important for us to take those times for, if it's isolation, quiet time, and not be apologetic when you feel the need for it, when you know you are in a spiritual transformation and you value it, be willing to see the clues and the feelings, pay attention to the feelings that say, oh, I need my space right now. And I feel it a lot when I'm just out, even just out and about in stores or whatever. I feel the vibes and energy, and sometimes it's heavy to me, and I just leave. I have really learn to value that and pay attention to that. Like I said earlier, holiday season can bring on a whole new dimension of obligations, and you need to be here because you know, and I think it's a time when, if we do value our transformation, that we need to be protective. We may go to the gathering, but sit a little more quietly. Smile and laugh, but be willing to leave a little earlier and not feel bad about it. It's okay to do that if you're doing it in love and you're doing it in the right kind of space that is about you being a brighter light. And so I just wanted to get that message to people that it's okay to feel the need to cocoon. It's okay to feel the need, because when you are transforming spiritually, that's going to be a big part of those steps, I believe, or at least it is for me. And I think when you really begin to break free from the old ways, you may at some point go through a time of indifference. I've found this for myself. And, you know, first there may be this heightened sense of joy and overwhelming joy. And I think you'll experience that all through the journey. But at some point, don't let it get depressing or unsettling if you have a need for a breaking away that may leave you in this place of indifference where some may think, I don't know, that you don't care as much, or you don't, I don't mean that in a mean way, but it's okay. For me, there are times when it feels like the feelings shut down, and it's not like I don't love or I don't care. It's actually the opposite. It's that I need that holding space to process and to allow it to blossom into something better and to allow me to understand it so that I can relate better. So I don't know if anyone relates to that or if that makes any sense, but I just felt the need to share that today, and I hope that it has some meaning for someone out there. There are several calls, so I'm going to take this time to begin to take calls and do the mini readings or discuss whatever the callers want to discuss. Right before that, I will invite you to my Facebook fan page. If you're on Facebook or you're active on Facebook, the page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and we go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles, but just really not only A Course in Miracles, but any kind of positive spiritual thought. And it is about to reach the 40,000 mark. I noticed that this morning, and I think it's remarkable. I've had this page for, it'll be 4 years, at the end of December is when I started it. And it's gradually grown and grown. Early September, I noticed that it was about to reach 20,000 mark, which was just a neat milestone when you see all those zeros. And I commented on that. And so I've never let it be about the numbers. Anything I do, whether it's my book or the page, the radio show, I don't get caught in the numbers and how many. I always think that if there's value to one person, then there's value to it. And I guess it served the process well, because since I don't get as caught in that, I can just try to let it be pure and not worry about marketing or who it's appealing to, and just let it come through as purely as possible. But it's kind of funny how that works, because the opposite has happened. Since September, it's doubled. And I think it's because there is this time that we've all, as light seekers and light bearers, we're at this new place. We've come through some really tough fires energetically, and we're at this new place, and it's expanding, and more people are being drawn to it. And every day, just amazing, amazing things happening. So I think that's why it's growing. I always look at it as a source for energy for me and to everyone that joins in there, because when we join our light together, it's brighter and brighter and brighter, and each individual gets brighter as the whole does. So if you are not already familiar with the page, check it out, and I'd love it if you like it and join it and join in the conversation, because it really is a wonderful place of light-minded individuals. Okay, I am going to bounce over to take the first call. Now it's showing up, I guess it's a computer call, it's showing up as area code 111, which is also very cool, and number 111111, all those 11s in there, it's very cool. So if you're on a computer call, you'll hear the word unmute, and then you'll know you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so thankful for your show today. It's so interesting. Well, first of all, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
And I woke up this morning and I was thinking, I wish I could hear a show about the holidays and how stressful they are. But it's so interesting how your show just came about. I do have a little story to share, and I really, really would like to say this because it was so profound in my life.
Absolutely.
Many years ago, I had decided that I was not going to celebrate any of the holidays because the things that I witnessed at certain gatherings were just very uncomfortable. And, you know, I witnessed sarcasm and, you know, just the normal things that always went on. And so I decided that I was going to get away from all of it, and I just took the plunge and said no, because it wasn't who I was anyway, and I felt that I was wearing a mask. And when I did that, I witnessed that people became very cruel towards me. And I thought to myself, you know, this is so contrary to what they're supposed to mean. And but over time, I started gaining more respect for being who I really was. And for the holidays and everything, what I do is I do cocoon, and I enjoy myself, and I do things for myself because, you know, I have a day off. For me, it's just a normal,
yes,
regular day. But I don't get involved. I don't get involved. I don't decorate my house. I don't have a... I got rid of everything that was surrounding those holidays. And my life has been so peaceful.
You know, Patricia, I think it's really hard for some people to understand. And like you said, they would think that you're being cynical. I don't feel that at all from you. In fact, I just felt chills and joy and... That's a lot of, you said that so well, because that's a lot of what I've been feeling. I'm enjoying every day. I have joy, but I don't feel like I put up a Christmas tree because it's Christmas and that's what you do. I didn't put up a Christmas tree. It's not that I'm not happy. I like Christmas. I'm still going to celebrate it, but I'm going to do it on my terms and not because of obligation. And
right.
I think you are so strong, because I hear joy from you, and it's not cynical at all, but I understand the backlash you can get from that for some reason people think holidays is really the time to pour on guilt. I don't understand that. It's, you know, it
yeah.
should be so backward. I mean, it should be so opposite that.
Yes.
But you're amazing that you just have the day and enjoy the day, and that really should be what it's about more than anything. Just you're celebrating life,
yes,
the way you choose it, and that's beautiful. I think that's marvelous. And I can also relate to, you know, your reasons behind when you decided, I'm just not going to do the holiday. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like you said, the sarcasm and the, I don't know what it is, but you know, maybe it's just that the gatherings are kind of forced, and that
yeah,
that brings a lot of that out in people. The I guess the emotions that they're masking all year, or that they're burying, or the anger, whatever. It does seem to bring out meanness in a lot of people, or like an opportunity to be mean.
yeah,
but
it does.
You're amazing that you declared that for yourself. And I can tell you just feel good. You know,
oh, I
you don't
feel wonderful.
Seem bitter to me at all. You just seem
yeah.
carefree and happy, and that's great. And some people listening may even say, "I'm going to try that." I mean, I'm trying that to some degree. I'm not doing a traditional Christmas. I'm going to Florida visiting one of my sons that lives there. My other son is coming down the day after Christmas. That's going to be a very untraditional. It's just going to be about time, not presents, just time together and enjoying that. So it's a celebration, but it's not a celebration that is dictated by customs or traditions, and I like that.
Right.
And yet, if other people love that and that's what makes them happy, that's great too. So I love that story. I love where you are. I admire you and celebrate you.
Thank you.
So that.
Well, I do appreciate. I mean, I do have a lot of appreciation for other people, and I don't put anybody down for what they do, what they want to do, as long as
mm-hmm.
nobody hurts anybody. And I do have some friends and family that want to do it. They want to get away from it because they've hurt all these years, but they just don't know how to do it. And I just tell them, take the plunge, just do it,
mm-hmm.
declare it, and tell people that you're not going to do it anymore. And and over the years things will settle. Mm-hmm. And for me, things have settled, and I it's just another day for me. But I really appreciate your show because I know what it's like to be in that situation of obligation, and that's just not me. And I tell myself I'm never going to be obligated by anything in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're free then.
And, oh, I'm free.
And you know. Yes. I think people need to separate, like, not being obligated does not mean that you aren't going to have kindness and compassion and
right.
But you do things by choice where you feel called, not because people are telling you have to or making you feel bad. So
that's exactly.
I think it's also just, it's like what I was talking earlier, that sometimes when you're growing spiritually, you know, just this odd detachment that can be a little bit unsettling sometimes, that indifference I was talking about, like,
yes,
kind of just, well, whatever, you know, I don't, and when you feel that, it does make you think, like, is there something wrong with me that I really just don't care about that? But I think it's our biggest step in growth. It's that holding place, that void where we can really, truly connect with who we are and then what our purpose is, because we're void of all those strings and attachments that, you know, sometimes it just makes us go through the motions. And when we're going through the motions, we can't be real. So,
right. There was a little butterfly, because you talked about the butterfly,
uh-huh,
and I just wanted to get this out because I guess the universe did send me a prize because a butterfly did step on my finger in between those years and would not leave my finger. I'm serious.
Oh.
And I took that as a sign that I was transforming.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely. That's exactly how I would take it.
Mm. And I do believe in kindness and love, and I just wanted to share that with you. And hopefully that others who have always wanted to do that can have the courage to do what they really feel that they need to do in their heart.
I think you are giving people courage, just your story. And it gives me courage. It makes me feel good and light and burden-free. Now, I did see, do you want me to share with you, I saw this very quick image for you, and I don't know what it might mean. It might be something that might mean nothing, but it might be something that somehow resonates with you. I think it was like a shoebox, like maybe, you know, when we're kids, we have a shoebox where we put our little collections, like about that size. So it felt like to me it was let yourself go back and enjoy some of those treasures from the past. So maybe internally or whatever, or I don't know if you ever had like a shoebox kind of thing where you kept things, or if you know actually literally had that, but it was just like a really warm feeling, kind of like when it's hard to explain, but it was like from a spiritual perspective, I think is what you know how when you do that, like say you go back to the little memories from when you were, oh, I remember when I made this, or I go through your life and those feelings and celebrate some of those things that maybe you've forgotten. I think it's like a new, maybe a new awareness for you of maybe even about some new path for you or some purpose that new part of your purpose that you're heading to revisit things that gave you joy in the past. I think that's maybe what it is. So,
wow. How
very
beautiful.
Very special kind of feeling, like, treasure it, remember it, and let it also be a guide to your next path and journey. So.
Oh, how beautiful. I thank you so much for that. That I will treasure that. I will really, I'm going to write that down and treasure it, because I want to turn back into a kid.
and that's what it felt like, and remembering little things, you know, like going through that little box of things that to someone else might seem like meaningless junk, but it was like more like on a soulful level, like, yeah. Go back to you as a child with that wonder and touch on those things that gave you wonder, and I think you're going to uncover some part of your purpose that maybe you had forgotten.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I did one day, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I did one day visualize and imagine my higher self with a treasure box, and I was taking gold coins out of that treasure box and giving them to people that I really really touched my life.
Perfectly.
So I give you a golden coin from there.
Okay, thank you, and I will treasure it. Your call has been like a golden coin.
Thank you.
I love your butterfly story. That's amazing, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for
and
your show.
You enjoy your non-holiday season.
Oh, well, have a happy holiday. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was just beautiful. There were a couple of other calls that dropped off. I don't know if it was time, but I felt the need to linger a little bit with Patricia and her really beautiful experience and light. And her butterfly story reminded me of an experience I had when I was going through what I call my big awakening experience, where things were happening very fast and I had this new knowing and visions and everything changed. And it can be hard to hold that space here with also existing in the worldly way and the things that we have to do in the worldly way. But I've never totally lost it, but at times it certainly has gotten battered and confused. But right after I went through that awakening period, and I tell a little bit about that in my book, which I'll go ahead and plug here. The book is called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Barnes & Noble online. It's also available on Amazon.com. And Amazon has a Kindle version. So if you have a Kindle or if you don't have a Kindle, there are apps for your smartphone or to download it right to your PC. And that Kindle version right now is 99 cents. So it's almost no expense at all. That was actually the lowest I could allow it to go through the publisher. So it's basically me giving it away, but that's what I want to do. I want to give as many people as possible the opportunity to read a few chapters, see if it resonates, and maybe you'll end up reading a few more. But it's about my awakening experience and what it taught me, what it meant to me, the process, what it was like, some of the things I learned on my journey, and I think it can be very helpful. The interesting thing is that it came out this time of year 3 years ago, and I get emails with people telling me it changed their lives and changed how they look at things and transformed them, which is so humbling. It gives me chills to say it in a humbling way, which sounds very backwards because that might sound pompous, but it's actually very humbling to me, and it always gives me tears because all I was the vessel. So it reminds me of the power of spirit and God and angels to come through us when we allow it to and when we don't put up those roadblocks that we so often put up. So, but the interesting thing is, it kind of plugged along and, people would buy it here and there, but I never felt I wanted it to sell because I felt like that was my purpose, and sometimes I would get confused as to why I even did it because it was a struggle and hard to get circulation so there were times, and then life, takes its hits and you got to focus on that. And so I just kind of then just decided just let it sit and let whoever find it, which was really my original intent anyway, until the ego gets involved and thinks that you have to measure it by specific numbers of books and all that. So anyway, since then I've just let it do what it does, and other people have told me, oh, you need to promote, you need to do this. And I've just never gotten into that kind of marketing because I felt like it would find whoever needed to find it, would find its way to them when it was right for them. And along the course of those 2 years, several people at different times when I was confused have said to me, I just don't think it's time yet. The book's ahead of its time. Just let it sit. And, you know, in the publishing world, that's kind of completely backwards. If it doesn't do X amount by this time, it's pretty much like just on the back shelves. No one's ever going to find it again. No one's ever going to. So, you know, I made peace with that because it always felt right when people would say that. And lately, it's like it has an awakening of its own. Somehow more people are finding it. You know, I give it a plug on my fan page every so often, and lately I've been doing a little bit more of that because I just have felt this need, like, now's the time. I actually heard that voice a week or so ago saying, now's the time, and now gently push it, make people aware of it, put it out there again. So I've been doing that. I'd love it if you go on Amazon. Again, it's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. You can actually read part of the book in their little, if you click on the book icon, it will open up and you can read maybe, I don't know, the preface and a chapter or two. I can't remember how much is in there, but that'll give you an idea of whether or not there's something about it calling to you. But please consider it for holiday giving if you do that, or a gift to yourself, or just to download for yourself to read. And I would love that. But okay, now that brings me back to, I'm bouncing all over the place here today. It brings me back to the butterfly story around my awakening time. And shortly after I had this experience where it was like seeing the truth of the world and beauty and touching God, and so many miraculous things started happening to me and gifts being opened up, and just this, I was being led around by angels, so many things, and it was just an amazing time. And I went away to the Gulf of Mexico, to the beach, for a month by myself, except for I had my dog then, my sweet yellow lab named Katie, and she was aging, and we had a really good time. But it was sort of a spiritual journey for me, a sabbatical of sorts from life, and had lots of cool things happen to me. One was a real connection to St. Francis, and truly, truly amazing story that is also in the book, of a sparrow visiting me. And I mean, every day things were happening that were just blowing me away. But one of the things that happened, this was in October, and it was during the migration of butterflies. Now, you know, the butterflies, I guess, go to different directions, but this was coming from the west along the coast going east. I forget where the final destination is for the butterflies that go that direction. But there were just so many monarch butterflies. Just, it was like a river of them every day for weeks. And you know, certain periods there, I could sit on the beach or, you know, or along, like at the pool deck area, looking out at the beach in a lounge chair. And, I mean, they were just constant stream. I mean, there would be hundreds a minute sometimes. It was phenomenal. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And like Patricia was talking about the butterflies that, the one that lit on her finger and was there as a messenger to her, these butterflies were doing that on me. They would just stop. They would be flying in their little river of butterflies, and some would just stop on my hand, on my toe, and just sit there for a minute, just rest on me. And I kind of paid attention to whether or not they were doing that to other people, and they weren't. And it was this beautiful moment of the butterfly just giving me a message that it was a transformation and a journey, migration. And it reminded me of Wayne Dyer's story of the butterfly that followed him around for a while one day and was a messenger to him. So nature is just amazing. These creatures that are our messengers that volunteer for that. It's been incredible to me, some of the things that animals will do and what they'll go through to get a message to me sometimes. It's really remarkable. So be aware of those things, because they'll happen to you too if you're open to it and you're aware of it. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll play our audio. Our call-in number is 347-633-9823, and this will be about a minute break, and I'll be right back. This is Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane. Had to take a quick break there. All the talking, had to get some water. Back to, there's so many topics for today that I could go on and on about, so I hope they're making sense to people. Butterfly stories, that's just amazing. I did want to remind people, I talked about it a few weeks ago, but one of the things I hope to do in the new year, probably January or February, is I would like to teach a free online class about energy healing work. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a Karuna Reiki master too. So it's along the lines of Reiki, energy healing. But to me, really, that is more than it's about a method. It's about God love and tapping into that and finding ways to tap into it. And when we connect with each other with that intention of feeling that energy, that healing energy, then I think it gets expanded. So I want to share it in a new way, other than just the traditional Reiki, which I love, is so dear to me. But I've found over time that for some people, Reiki, because it's a foreign name, it uses foreign symbols, that in itself perhaps scares people, or it's just too odd or strange for them. And early on in my journey, after my awakening, I had this vision, this directive, so to speak, and I had so many things where I would write them down in these notebooks or index cards, and as I was hearing them, I would also hear, just put it away for now, you'll come back to it later. And that has happened with so many things. And one of the things that I felt and I developed at the time, it was a system that is healing touch, that very much like Reiki in the sense of being joined together in an attunement and using symbols to help activate that within yourself and open up to it. But it is more in the context of symbols and ideas that may be more familiar to people, such as in Christianity, our Judeo-Christian world. It might be more familiar. And therefore, people will be more open to it. And once you're open to it and you experience that kind of energy, it opens you up in more ways. And then you may be more eager to explore those kind of spiritual paths and things like Reiki or yoga, meditation, acupuncture, things that maybe you that can help your spiritual path, but maybe you just feel a little unsure about, just because they're different. So it's called Angel's Touch, the healing work that I have worked on, and I would like to offer this as a free online class. sometime, like I said, in the new year. If you'd like to take part in that and learn about the meaning of the symbols and how to activate that within yourself, I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email to, not on the Facebook account, but to sherrylane444@gmail.com. That's Sherry, Sherrilane, 444@gmail.com. And if you will put in your subject, because I get a lot of emails, and if you'll put in there Angels Touch Class or anything like that, Angels Touch Healing, in your subject line, and then just tell me you're interested in hearing more, then I'll get the information out to people after the beginning of the year whenever it's ready. And this will be a series of a few classes, and it'll be online, and probably maybe like PowerPoint to show some images and talk through those. So it'll be all be very simple. All it takes is an open heart and an open mind, and I believe everyone will feel the energy healing ability within themselves from it. I do believe that. So I'm eager to share that and see what comes of it. So please, if you're interested, let me know so that I'll have your email and how to contact you when it comes together. And speaking of things like Reiki and meditation, those can be wonderful during, like we talked about earlier, how holiday time can be a little bit stressful sometimes. And those kind of things, if you are eager to try them and go get a session of Reiki or do meditation, you know, get some inspiring meditative music. You know, a lot of people say that to me, like, how do I meditate? And they say that with trepidation of they'll do it the wrong way. If you have an open heart, it's really just prayer and being willing to be still. I always think of be still and know that I am God. When you're still and quiet, you can hear things. You can hear them differently. You hear them with your soul's ears, not your body's ears, and not your mind's ears. It changes. It opens you up just by being willing. So for me, meditation is most often a walk in the woods or on the beach or in nature, just where I can be quiet and not distracted from anything else. So try that too. It's wonderful for stress relief. It's wonderful for connecting. It's those moments of stillness that it's part of the cocooning. Even if you're cocooning for 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, it's valuing yourself and your journey and your need for the quiet and lack of stress. And it's just even moments of letting go of those things can be building blocks to being in a better place on a regular basis. So take 5 minutes, be quiet and still, or take a walk. If you're too busy, you're not really too busy. You can find a few moments to yourself and to have your quiet time to go within, to talk to your higher self, to your soul, to hear spirit, and to be more aware of things like butterflies bringing you messages, or the hawk showing up to tell you something, all kinds of animal symbolism. So, we had a couple callers earlier dropped off. It may have been, couldn't hold too long. I think I'm going to wrap this show up. If you're familiar with it, I usually block out a couple of hours so that we don't get cut off in the middle of something. And usually it goes maybe around an hour, sometimes more. Sometimes it goes the whole 2 hours and still have to wrap it up within that time frame. I just like to let this show be freestyle. I had a show a few years ago, 2 years ago, on Contact Talk Radio, and that was wonderful, but I was in this specific time slot and had to fill a certain time slot, and so that in itself was a little bit confining at times. Sometimes the show could have gone on a whole lot longer. I stopped doing that show. It's interesting how things can work, too. and how we don't always see the bigger picture and the blessings that are in difficulties, because part of why I stopped doing that show is all of this is funded by me personally. And, you know, whether it's the show, the book, any of that has essentially been from my own funds. And when I was on Contact Talk Radio, it was a network, and I had a cost for that production, the production cost. And, you know, I could get sponsors and ads and all that, but I just footed that myself. And my own day-to-day life struggles and money to do that running out, you know, created a need that I had to give that up for a while, and I was kind of disappointed, just like I was talking about earlier, like, what did I do wrong? What did I, because there were plenty of viewers. It wasn't that problem, but it was like the flow just wasn't coming in at that time for that particular show to have the funds for it. And so it took me a while to be willing to try out Blog Talk Radio, and the only reason was that I was afraid of it. It's much more economical. I was afraid of it because I didn't have a producer, and I thought I wasn't technically capable of it. I'd be all by myself, no one else to rely on to make sure that the show got broadcast or to be able to take a break. And that was all my own fears. And so when I finally tried Blog Talk, I was worried about just being really solo, and would anybody be able to find my show that way? Would anybody listen? Would any, if there wasn't a built-in audience of a network? And actually, it's been an even greater show. I have that freedom to create a show whenever I want to, or if I need to postpone, create as many shows as I want to, let the show have duration for as long as it needs to, or as short as. If it's a 20-minute show, that's all fine too. So hopefully you can take that lesson as face your fears, because so many times, you know, Spirit was leading me to a situation in radio that was better for what I was doing and better for Spirit to be able to come through on its own terms too, on my terms, its terms. So we're usually the source of our own setbacks, or sometimes the setbacks are Spirit nudging us in a different direction, and when we resist, it just creates chaos and havoc, but eventually, hopefully, we get the message. So, hope you have a good rest of the week. Thank you for those that tuned in. Please do go to my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and join it if you feel called. Also, check out my book on Amazon, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. I'd love it if you'd read that initial passage that's on there for free, and if you feel so called, if you'd purchase it on Kindle or actual hard copy. And also, lastly, go to my, if you're interested in the Healing Touch, Angels Touch Therapy work that I'm going to do at the beginning of the year, I have an old web page that I just made when I was starting out and haven't ever really felt the need to change it greatly. I'm going to be working on that some in the next month, incorporating all of my things into one place. But it is angelstouchtherapy.com, and you can learn a little bit more about the Reiki type healing work that I do, and hopefully you might be interested in learning a little more and joining in that free online class in the new year. Thanks. Have a great week, and love and light to you all. I really appreciate you being here and on my page. You have no idea how much you lift me up. Have a great day.